202.
Pesmu Saint Sahara Rick Springfield je posvetio devojčici koja je sa majkom redovno dolazila na njegove koncerte. Prvi put ju je video kada je sa bendom odabrao 30 osoba iz publike kojima je omogućio da ga lično upoznaju iza scene, slikaju se sa njim i dobiju autograme. Rick se sa Saharom i njenom majkom odmah sprijateljio i nastavili su da se druže. Obožavao je devojčicin snažan i odvažan duh, a posebno ga je oduševljavalo sa koliko entuzijazma je volela sport i igrala košarku u timu svog oca. Sve se promenilo kada je Sahara dobila dijagnozu da boluje od tumora na mozgu. Springfield je rekao da ga je ta vest pogodila kao da je u pitanju bio neko od članova njegove porodice. Na svaki način je pokušavao da joj pomogne. Održao je nekoliko dobrotvornih koncerata i u najtežim trenucima pružao nesebičnu podršku njenoj porodici. Kada je 13-godišnja devojčica preminula, Rick Springfield joj je posvetio pesmu Saint Sahara.
Come on, close the book, turn out the light. Put your plans aside tonight. Yeah, I know it's not wrong, but it sure isn't right. An angel bids a last good night to us. Come on, Sahara, give us a smile. You've walked this far with us, let's walk one more mile. Hey, Saint Sahara, beautiful child, you left us all wanting, you left us beguiled. My. You take your solace where you find it, dress a wound and tightly bind it. You so want the past, but you can't rewind it. And she sleeps with angels tonight. Come on, Sahara, give us that smile. You walk this far with us, let's walk one more mile. Hey, Saint Sahara, beautiful child, I know that you're hurting the call. Complete and born again, to her I'm sworn again.
Child.
for you. Priče o pesmama.
Iako je odgajan kao katolik, Neil Tennant iz grupe Pet Shop Boys nije imao najbolje mišljenje o crkvi. Te stavove izneo je u pesmi It's a Sin, koju je iskoristio i da pokaže neslaganje sa onime što je slušao od pojedinih nastavnika u svojoj bivšoj školi. Kada je pesma objavljena, oni i predstavnici crkve bili su među najglasnijima koji su javno izrazili neslaganje sa Neilom i o njemu izgovarali dosta grubih stvari. To nije bila jedina neprijatnost koja je pratila Pet Shop Boys i njihov hit. Voditelj Jonathan King optužio ih je da su ukrali melodiju pesme Wild World koju je ranije snimio Cat Stevens. Da bi to dokazao, voditelj je uradio čak i sopstvenu obradu, ali bez uspeha. Vansudsku odštetu koju je dobio bend je uplatio u dobrotvorne svrhe. Brojnim kontroverzama koje je tada izazvala, grupa Pet Shop Boys je na sebe skrenula veliku pažnju publike, što je doprinelo da pesma It's a Sin postane hit broj 1 u Velikoj Britaniji. We'll be right back.
Yes, you are. Cream, get on top. Cream, you will cop. Cream, don't just stop. Cream, shaboogie-bop. Look up in the air, it's your time.
Vaša brojka 202.
Change. We can't pray for sunny weather. That won't help me. I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong. Thought we were holding on. Aren't we?
You and me got a whole lot of history. We could be the greatest team that the world has ever seen. You and me got a whole lot of history. So don't let it go. We can make some more. We can live forever.
All of the rumors, all of the fights, but we always find strong. Thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Priče o pesmama.
U jednom periodu života frontman grupe U2 Bono Vox počeo je da osjeća veliki i neobjašnjiv strah za svoje zdravlje. Iako za to nisu postojali realni razlozi jer je bio u dobrom zdravstvenom stanju, strah bi ga povremeno toliko snažno obuzimao da je umeo da ga uzdrma do srži. Inspirisan rečima irskog pesnika Brendana Kennelly-a, koji je govorio da treba pisati kao da si mrtav, Bono je tada počeo da stvara pesme za novi album. Tekstovi su dobijali oblik njegovih posmrtnih pisama porodici, prijateljima i obožavaocima. Svima se obraćao na osnovu razmišljanja šta bi imao da kaže ljudima koje voli. Dve pesme, odnosno pisma, uputio je i svojoj ženi Ali. U jednom od njih nazvao je gazdaricom, sećajući se kako mu je u mladosti plaćala stan, dok je bio švorc i pokušavao da postane uspešan muzičar. U pesmi Landlady, koju ćemo slušati u izvođenju grupe U2, Bono je objasnio koliko mu Ali znači, rekavši da je ona nešto najbolje što je imao u životu.
In this view is is the view that we can be brand new. The landlady takes me up in the air. I go where I would not dare. Meant. 'Cause when I was broke, it was you that always paid the rent. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Space, her place is where I found my parking space. And when I'm losing ground, you know she gives it back to me. She whispers, don't do just be. The landlady takes me up in the air. I go where I would not dare. The landlady shows me the poet's man. 'Cause when I was broke, it was you that always paid the rent. Yeah.
Beograd 202.
I love you so.
Priče o pesmama.
Tokom zaključavanja zbog virusa korona, mnogi muzičari su ostali bez posla i bili zabrinuti za budućnost muzike. Među najglasnijima u kritikama zbog lockdowna u Velikoj Britaniji bio je muzičar Van Morrison, koji je kao direktan vid protesta tada napisao nekoliko pesama. Pre nego što ih je objavio, objasnio je da je to uradio bez namere da ljudima govori šta da rade ili misle, već da bi se založio za slobodu izbora. Mesecima se borio za otvaranje svih koncertnih dvorana u punom kapacitetu. Više puta je isticao da je drugi karantin u Velikoj Britaniji ozbiljna pretnja po opstanak i budućnost koncertnih, ali i svih drugih dvorana i klubova u zemlji. Istog mišljenja bio je i Eric Clapton, koji je upozoravao da postoji opasnost da se živa muzika i koncerti nikada ne oporave. Udružili su snage kako bi nastavili Morrisonovu kampanju Spasite muziku uživo. Van je napisao, a Eric Clapton snimio pesmu koja je dobila naslov Stand and Deliver.
Let them put the fear on you. Stand and deliver. But not a word you heard is true. And if there's nothing you can say, there may be nothing you can do. Do you wanna be a free man? Or do you wanna be a slave? Wanna be a free man, or do you wanna be a slave? Do you wanna wear these chains until you're lying in the grave? I don't wanna be a pauper, and I don't wanna be a prince. I don't wanna be a pauper. I don't wanna be a prince. I just wanna do my job, playing the blues for my friend. Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what's it worth? You know they're gonna grind us down until it really hurts. Is this a sovereign nation or just a police state? You better look out, people, before it gets too late.
Say that man. takes a virgin stage, it seemed to me. Makeup on their faces, actors took their places next to me. Well, I've walked these streets in a carnival of sights to see. All the cheap thrill seekers, vendors and the dealers, they crowded around me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself and my own mind? Hypnotized, mesmerized by what my streets in a spectacle of wealth and poverty. In the diamond market, the scarlet welcome carpet that they just rolled out for me. And I've walked these streets in the madhouse, as silent they can be, where a wild eyed misfit prophet traffic island stopped and he raved of saving me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself and my own mind? Hypnotized, mesmerized by what my eyes have seen. Have I been wrong? Have I been wise to shut my eyes and play along? Hypnotized, paralyzed by what my eyes have found, by what my eyes have seen. What they've seen. My